Right now, it's the Observation Deck, brought to us by Man's Best Friend and McDonald's. Gordo is on vacation this week, so we have different guest stars in place of Gordo each day. Today, it's T.C. Fleming from Bad Radio. And good morning, T.C.
Good morning to you guys.
You ready to roll now? This isn't midday stuff. This is the big time. This is morning drive.
Yeah, listeners, huh?
That's right. Sleepy listeners, but listeners.
So, in the last couple weeks, I know that you guys like music. I'm not sure you're into this sort of thing, but there's a band called Bon Iver, and they recently came out with a new album. Their album before that, I got to be upfront with you guys. It's kind of gay. Like, I think their music would fit well in a Julia Roberts film.
Okay.
Or at least not be out of place. But it's really good still.
Like, are you an indie rocker, TC?
I guess so. I mean,
I saw you at the Flaming Lips, and you seem really excited to be there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yep. No, I like the
That's
Flaming
like
Lips
right in your wheelhouse, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the name of the band?
Bon Iver. It's spelled Bon Iver.
Bon Iver.
And,
oh, two words.
Yes. And they released a new album and got great reviews. I've listened to it. I absolutely love it. And about the same time that they released the album, they announced that they were going to be coming here. And not only coming here, but coming to the Winspear Opera House here. Mm. And I had, you know, long targeted if any band that I liked came through there. It would be really neat to see someone in that venue. I've never been inside of it. I heard you saw Sting there, right?
Yeah, it was great.
And I sounded like it was really awesome. So I really wanted to do that, and I was kind of shaky about the whole Winspear thing. It's a lot more fancy than most places I'm allowed to go.
You didn't know what to wear, that kind of thing?
Well, that and I just figured if it's for a more upscale sort of person, that it's probably more upscale prices.
Mm-hmm.
Probably.
And, yeah, so I was very concerned that it wouldn't be, you know, $20 or something.
Sounds like he's hitting us up for tickets.
That's what it sounds like to me, too.
No. I got the tickets, but I have been losing sleep over it since, and it's my girlfriend. I have a girlfriend.
Whoa.
That's a bit of breaking news if you want to.
Okay. Well, who's the lucky lady?
I think you've been going out for a while, haven't you?
Jake. Yeah, it's actually it's about a year.
Almost a year.
She's never stripped before, no.
Even for you?
Highly doubtful.
Yeah,
oh,
you know,
TC.
Just normal stuff.
Okay.
Normal
just
stuff.
Normal stripping stuff?
Yeah.
But she also likes the band, and she said, you know, I had been looking for a nice gift to get you. I would love to buy these tickets for us, and we could go, and it'd be my treat. And I said, that sounds awesome. Was careful to note that the real treat is relieving me of the pressure of figuring all these things out, because buying tickets can be a pretty complicated process of, you know, I felt certain that these would sell out pretty quickly. So finding out when they're going to be released, setting aside time to be at a computer at exactly that time, it's all kind of a beating. And that's the real gift, is relieving you of that beating. So
figuring out which seats and all that.
Exactly.
That always throws me for a loop. You go to the seating chart and I wonder if that's slightly obstructed. It doesn't say.
Yeah.
Should I sit on the aisle? Should I not? Yeah, you're right. There is stress involved.
And that's what I wanted, was not to deal with that. So I just gave her some instructions of, you know, we want to be close. That would be ideal. you know, if it is too rich for your blood, the price, I'm certainly fine with subsidizing whatever you need, because, you know, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
So in retrospect, I think I was putting too much pressure on her there. But I woke up the next morning with 6 missed calls. There was all sorts of hand-wringing over just that they were almost more expensive than she thought that they would be. That the most expensive up at the front were $300, and that was, you know,
off.
That's not even something that we would consider. You know, we're poor folks. But she ended up getting some nice seats, like in the first row, one of the balconies. And the total for 2 tickets was $244.
Whoa.
Okay.
That is just crazy, right?
That's crazy.
Like, I had been awake and heard about that, I'm not sure that I would go that high. You know, I mean, we are of moderate means.
See that contract.
Yeah, exactly. There is no contract. That's the issue with buying something like that. And it seemed like a lot of money to spend on anything for me. And Then she starts talking about one of her friends who also wanted to go, and she couldn't believe that she had bought them for only $40. That one ticket for her was $40, and I had kind of looked at the seating chart beforehand, and it seemed like theirs were better seats, and that was
really
the first time that I had a flag up of, I do not feel comfortable anymore. And as she's saying that, we were actually going through the grocery store, but I'm so nervous about these sort of things that I pull out my phone immediately and look at the email she forwarded me, and notice that it's not an email from the Windspear, it's from ticketboat.com.
Oh.
And I start asking more questions, and I get told, don't worry, it had a picture of the Windspear on the website.
No.
And I start doing a little more research, you know, like I just Google, you know, Windspear tickets and look at the first thing, and it does have a picture of the Windspear. It's pretty clearly not the Windspear website.
Right.
And it turns out that $40 was the price of every single ticket in the Windspear. That right on the front row, if you had gone to
the Windspear website, if
yes,
you'd gone to the official website, everything was $40.
Yes.
TC, you're hitting on something that I've never really understood, and that is the ticket industry and the secondary ticket industry. I don't really understand how it started, how it works, why we as fans just accept it. I mean, I guess it's a way to control scalping in some ways, but
it seems like it is scalping.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
like
in essence,
someone is receiving $80 extra per ticket on this transaction, or for $40 tickets, they are getting 80 extra for nothing. They have done not a thing. I could have bought those tickets. It's not like they, you know, opened up extra tickets for them or anything. Those tickets were going to be sold anyways.
Why did your girlfriend not go to the official Windspear site?
I think she just typed it in and she thought that was the official Windspear site. Because the thing is that the Windspear, you actually buy it from, it's the AT&T Performing Arts Center website. Mm-hmm. And so I think, you know, whenever her friends told her, she thought her friend had been duped because she didn't go to the Windspear site, she went to the Performing Arts Center site, when in fact, that's the one they'll, you know, the Majestic, the Meyerson, all that stuff, they all do it through the one site.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't return them. You're stuck.
No, and I mean, I thought, you know, I could go on and I looked to see if there were any still available at $40 and maybe we could unload these on Craigslist for the price that we bought them at. And, you know, there's nothing left except for fourth deck in the back.
At $40.
Yeah, yeah.
So in the end, you've got decent seats.
Yeah.
You just paid a lot more than you should have.
And it's an amount that it keeps me up at night. Like, yeah. I really feel like I have lost sleep over this. And honestly, I don't even like listening to the album anymore because it, like,
just
puts, like, a feeling in my stomach of, like, you really got suckered.
You know what? You got to move on and just think, you know what? That's just the price we paid and go enjoy the concert. It'll still be a good experience for you if you can just block out the money thing.
Yeah, no, I'm trying, and it's not till September, so hopefully I can come around to that.
3 months of stress still?
Yeah, but I'm so worried. Will I enjoy this thing I have paid so much for? I think it's my that I care so much about things like that I would check, you know, the email to check for details there, and that I would do all this investigation to find out that they were 40 for everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's my fault for not taking it seriously, that I was putting on to others tasks which were very important to me, and this is what happens when, you know.
Chalk it up to a lesson learned.
Yeah.
It's a lesson learned. You should still go and enjoy it. You probably won't, but you still should try. And from here on out, you'll handle all the ticket buying duties.
Bitch.
Whoa.
TC, thanks for that story, and
thanks
for that observation,
wow,
Deck.
Wow, he's so good.
Yes, TC
so
off to
good.
A very good start this morning. And he'll be back at 7:15 with Muse in the News. Right now at 6:43 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. In